Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Okay there, gang, this is Ken Carpenter, zipping the zipper on your sack time folly to let a host of your favorite stars out of the bag in answer to your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here to act as your mistress of ceremonies on this particular session is a young lady who's solid with you GIs no matter what place you may be. And believe me, she's solid in the right places. Miss Linda Darnell.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, Ken Carpenter. What's the first thing on the docket for tonight?
Well,
huh?
Linda, I think you ought to take care of this request from APO number one for a quartet.
Oh, I did that already, yes. Ken. You see, it seems that T5 W.B. Carter and his infantry associates at APO number one, to wit, Crash, Square, Mad, Fizz, Skinny, Bones, Vino, Wild Bill, Baby, and No Nickname Harris, have requested that Command Performance get a singing quartet composed exclusively of Hollywood's leading men. So, I put an ad in the paper asking for the handsomest stars in town to drop in here tonight.
Roll out the carpet. Here comes the vitamin spent out of...
Jimmy Durante, what are you doing here?
Surely you jest, m'lady. At breakfast, while mangling a crumpet, as is my wont, I was perusing the advertisements in a morning periodical, sometimes referred to as the Hobo News, when I saw an ad which said, Wanted, Hollywood's handsomest...
Yes?
That's as far as I had to go. I know there's a million good-looking guys, but I'm a novelty. Forthwith, I donned my chapeau and came right over.
You donned your chapeau and came right over?
Miss Darnell, you have added nothing to the conversation.
But, Jimmy, darling, look, this is a musical command. You see, we want leading men who can sing.
Linda, that's right up my pitch pipe. You should have attended my last recital. It was sheer chamber music. They came from miles around.
Who did?
Chambermaids. The concert was a huge success. Albeit... there was a slight altercation. I pronounce it like that. You know, I was right in the middle of I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places when some ruffian in the audience peppered me with buckshot.
Oh, did he hit you?
Yes, in all the old familiar places.
Love, you'll get your chance to sing, but right now it's someone else's turn. The sparkling, vivacious, dark-eyed singer of Latin American songs, a real treat, fellas, Miss Lena Romine.
Que la vida es triste, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chiu, 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 chiu. Canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Con tus correos, con tu trinar, despierta el alba la noche ya se va. Con tus correos, con tu trinar, despierta el alba la noche ya se va. Chiu, 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 chiu. My heart singing just for two. Chiu, 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 chiu. This is the song I sang last night to you. Chiu, 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 chiu. Means my heart is on the wing. Chiu, 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 chiu. And when you're near, I hear an angel sing. My love is soaring, I'm flying high. You're so adoring, my heart is in the sky. The bird that's singing will soon be through. Then I'll be singing my song of love to you.
Chiu, 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 chiu.
Oh, chiu, chiu, chiu,
chiu,
chiucho. Mira que la vida es triste, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón.
Chiu, chiu, chiu,
chiu. Chiu, chiu, canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chiu, 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 chiu. Chiu, 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 chiu.
That was really wonderful.
Excuse me, Linda, but I think we've got an answer to your ad. There's a quartet right outside.
Oh, Hollywood's leading men?
Well, they're leading each other. Here they are, William Gargan, Ed Brophy, Sterling Holloway, and Robert Benchley.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Linda. What's the matter, Linda? You don't look disappointed.
Well, I'm not exactly disappointed, Mr. Brophy, but I advertised for good-looking Hollywood leading men.
Well, speaking for myself,
I wouldn't if I were you.
What's the matter with Bill Gargan? He don't look bad.
But we wanted a quartet, Mr. Brophy. Is Bill talented?
He's loaded.
I know that, but can he sing?
Well, sure I can sing, Linda. Me, 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 me. And wait till you hear that Sterling Holloway sing bass.
Yeah. Just wait till you hear me.
Sterling, tell me, how can you sing bass?
Well, I can force myself.
I see. Yes.
And then there's Robert Benchley, the tenor of this happy group.
Why, Bob, I didn't know you were interested in the finer things in music.
Well, I certainly am. Which way does Lena or I go?
Come on, fellas. Let's give Linda a sample of what we can do.
Well, what'll we sing?
Well, let's do the thing we did at the party last New Year's Eve, shall we?
Yes. Let's do, with or without hiccups.
Come on, fellas, let's go. Music, Professor.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way?
If this isn't love, honey child, and why do I thrill, honey child?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. What's going on here? What's going on? Did somebody step on a dog?
Oh, please, Jimmy. Look, these boys are answering a request from overseas.
From which side? Maybe we do need a little more rehearsing, fellas.
Yeah, where can we go?
I wish I had the next line.
Oh, look, boys. Just step into this little room right here. Hmm?
Yeah, you can get the pitch by turning on a faucet.
We'll be back.
Yeah, see you later. What a motley aggravation of singers. And now, fellas, here's something you've all been waiting for. I would like to...
And I would like... to introduce one of America's foremost trombonists. Here he is, fellas, complete with slush pump and everything, Jackson Teagarden. Come on, Jack.
Thank you very, very much, Linda. A lot of fellows have written a command performance for that old favorite, St. James Infirmary. Who am I to say no? Here it is. My baby, so cold and still, I love you, my baby, and always will. Thank you.
happy. How's, Mammy do? How's, got it, baby. Out, gonna get you. Ooh, I went down to make him the lobby. Saw my baby there, dressed out on a long white table. So cold, so still, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this whole wide world all over. She'll never find another man like me. House, God is happy. House, Mammy too. House, God is baby. House, gonna get you. Now when I die, I want you to dress me dream like you. House back go to a special hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died band and band.
Pardon me again, Linda, but there's another quartet out here.
Oh, Lord, I'm almost afraid to ask, Ken, but who are they this time?
Well, Alan Hale, Hugh Herbert, Alan Jenkins, and Andy Devine.
Say, it's awfully nice of you boys to drop in. Who's the spokesman for the group?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, you guys. I'll do the talking. What would you like to know about us, Miss Darnell?
Well, for instance, Mr. Hale, what type of songs do you all sing?
Mostly outdoor songs.
Yeah, no matter where we start singing, we end up outdoors.
Hey, you know, you're a fine one to knock our singing. When I got a hold of you, you could hardly carry a tune, and now you can sing as good as I do.
Yeah, but we're trying to overcome that.
What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Come on, let's go, let's go.
Can you tell me what number you're going to sing, boys?
You'll see. All together now, fellas.
Clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above.
Clop, clop.
Don't let me in.
Don't fence you in. Don't fence you in. We're nuts if we let you out.
Now, what's the matter with the way we sing?
I have only one suggestion.
What's that?
Go to a blacksmith and get your clap clipped.
Oh. Well, gentlemen, there's a rehearsal room right over here. I suggest you step in and brush up a bit.
If I didn't care.
If I didn't care, honey, John.
How do you like that? The four stink pots again. I'll give these doors one more chance.
How do you do? My name is Arthur Treacher.
There's a switch to Randy opening the door for a butler.
My dear sir. And you're none of the three. I should like to speak with someone in authority.
Arthur.
Ah, Miss Darnell, I've come to answer your ad for a quartet.
But, Arthur, you're all alone.
But I thought perhaps I could team up with this bulbous beak.
That's done it. I demand a duel. Teacher?
Creature is the name.
Choose your weapon.
Very well. I'll take grammar.
I accept your apology. Listen, I'm perfectly willing to sing with you, Arthur, but we still won't be a quartet, just the two of us.
Well, sing through your nose. It'll sound like more. Maestro, if you please. He always sings.
What does he sing?
Raggedy music to the kettle as he swings.
What does he swing?
Back and forward in his saddle on a horse.
What kind of a horse?
That is syncopated, gated, and to such a funny meter, to the roar of his repeater, how they run.
When do they run?
When they hear that fellow's gun, because the Western folks all know.
What do they know?
That he is a highfalutin', shooting, scooting son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy,
cowboy.
Three times. Ragtime cowboy. Ragtime cowboy.
With
Umbriago. Ragtime cowboy.
Oh, Arthur, that was terrific. Now, if you'll just make yourself at home, we'll call on you a little later.
Where shall I wait?
Oh, just any one of the rooms. Help yourself.
Very well, I'll be in this one.
And now, fellas, by special request from hundreds of APOs and FPOs, here's one of your favorite girlfriends, that exciting Miss Janet Blair. Janet, come on.
Thanks, Linda. And hiya, fellas. Mm-mm. All those handsome men out there. Well, I'd like to send my quiet, please. I'd like to send my regards to Heath, Gibbs, Butcher, Voss, and Sands with the Navy Fleet Air Wing. And a mighty fine LFT crew, Johnny, Joe, Jack, Bob, Porky, Jimmy, Mal, Mike, Doug, Allie, and Skinhead. For all you boot and shoe men, here's my song, and I sure hope you like it.
Can there be
wonderful. Say, Janet, maybe you could help me out. You see, I've got quite a musical problem on my hands
right
now.
Oh, you do? Well, what kind of a problem?
Well, you see, I advertised for a quartet, and I wound up with two quartets and a singing butler. Now, I don't know what to do with them.
Oh, dear, that's terrible. Well, look, why don't you form them into a choral group, you know, like Fred Waring has?
Oh, but we haven't got Fred Waring to direct them.
Just a minute, Linda. Did I hear someone mention my stage name?
Jimmy, you mean you can direct a large singing group?
Indubitably. Why, I studied under the greatest musical genius the world has ever known, a master of harmonics and a wizard of the intricacies of vocal dynamics.
You mean?
Yes, Sombriago. Now bring on the singers.
Okay, Mr. Waring, they're all yours. Come on out, boys.
Boy, what a group. It looks like visiting day at Alcatraz. Ready, men. One, two, three.
Than you see.
Where I first met you.
Ride a cock horse to Danbury Cross.
Was that trip necessary?
With your eyes so abaloo.
Jack was nimble, Jack was quick. Jack jumped over a candlestick. 1A.
First in King.
I didn't care, honey child. I wouldn't notice how you were dressed, honey child.
It was
Now, what did you accomplish by that?
From your country, I got rude.
You were 16.
Oh, you were 16?
He sounds a lot older than that.
My village queen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack
Lot, Jimmy Durante, and you're, oh, what a beautiful morning before they got here, singers. Till next time, this is Linda Darnell saying so long and Lord love you all.
1 minute, senor. 1 minute. I just happened to think what was wrong with that glee club.
What, Jimmy?
It didn't have no soloist. It needed somebody with a sweet kind of voice.
But it's too late for that now, Jimmy.
Au contraire, my pretty.
You've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better, you even look better. I'm here to tell you that you'll be a go-getter. Now, the way that you shake my hand, why, will tell me how I stand. Now, isn't it better to go through life with a smile and a song than walking around with a face 11 miles long? Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, if you start off each day with a song, you've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better, you even look better. Let me hear those violins. Music, it's just something to me. I wish I knew what it was. Only the other day I was telling Umbriago about my latest concerto called Tony's Pushcart. He said, Tony's Pushcart, how does it go? I said, it doesn't go. You have to push it. Ha ha! Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, if you start off each day with a song, let me hear it. You've got to start off each day with a song. Now even, forth, please, soft, soft, soft. A little more fortissimo, a little more fortissimo. I want to relate a yarn. The other day, I'm riding on a streetcar, and what happens? Woman with satchel enters streetcar, enters conductor, asks for fare. Woman opens satchel, takes out purse, closes satchel, opens purse, takes out dime, closes purse, opens satchel, puts purse in satchel, closes satchel, gives conductor dime, receives nickel change. Woman opens satchel, takes out purse, closes satchel, opens purse, puts nickel in purse, closes purse, opens satchel, puts purse in satchel, closes satchel, reaches destination, stops car in the lights. What an experience. Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, if you start off each day with a song.
The Armed Forces Radio Service.